The following program is paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
I'm doing great, Doug. How about you? How's everything?
Everything's fine, bud. You know, it's just keeping rolling along, and, you know, day to day, everything's good. And, you know, it's kind of funny how, you know, take a little tangent here before we get into the subject, how I was thinking the other day how much life's really changed in a sense. And, you know, you ask me how I'm doing, right? And everything's so fast-paced now in the world. And it's fast-paced for our clients and the listeners out there. You know, isn't it really something, Mike, when you sit back and you think about, I'd be a little nostalgic or whatever you want to say, how it used to be back in the day versus how fast and how quick everything's moving along in today's day and age?
Yeah, the world's more dynamic. I think that's what it is. There's so much more to be offered, I think, you know, and just in every aspect of our lives, you know, and how we live and things we have access to and communications and how we can communicate by cell phone and text and emails. And, you know, you look back how many, you know, how long ago you couldn't do any of that. So it was just completely, the world has changed. The world, because of technology, I think the world has changed. And I think because of that, I think time's just like flying by, although it always moves at the same pace.
Right. I agree with you. And I think that the speed at which things move now is adding a great deal of stress to people's lives, because I don't think that people really have the time to sit and think about things or plan stuff like we used to.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's an accurate statement. You know, things are going by quick. Things do happen quicker and you know, kind of things happen, right, as life goes on. And that expression, wherever it is, you know, it's time. Yeah, it's tough. Things have changed drastically.
You know, we see it in our own business, Mike. We really do, is that nowadays people are just really trying to squeeze time into their day to figure out what some sort of retirement or some sort of what their future is going to look like. And I find that people are very overwhelmed right now, as opposed to what it was even, you know, 20 years ago when you and I started in this business, 20 plus years ago when we started in this business, is that even just carving out the time for the appointments. So I think that it's really critical that when we come on the air here, we give people, you know, very good information, because they're taking, the show's an hour long, and who knows, maybe somebody's taking 15 minutes at a time to listen to some, 10 minutes to their time, you know, whatever it is, and squeezing it in.
Sure. You know, you're absolutely right. And you are right. That's a great point. I mean, when we go back 20 some odd years ago, when we started this program, things have changed. Things are different. There's no doubt about it. And you know what? I'm starting to worry that I'm thinking that some of these younger generations, maybe even younger than you and I, somewhere along the line, this may come home to roost.
Yeah.
In a negative
sense. Negative way, right?
Yeah.
So one of the things, Mike, that we see that people are stressing out a lot and, you know, frazzled, if you will, for lack of a better word, on how to make the decision, because it's getting more attention now than I think it's ever gotten, is Social Security. I don't think people really understand Social Security. They don't have a good concept of the background of it. So I think that what you and I need to do here on the show here is go a little old school, if you will, back into the day, you know, when the show started and, 20-something years ago, and just take the time and let's talk a little bit about Social Security. Let's give the background behind it so people understand it. And, just take our time today and really give some good value on this topic.
Yeah, all the kind of need to know, if you will, about Social Security, because I also think too, Doug, in speaking about how we kind of started this conversation today, I think there's a lot of people that think that Social Security is the save all for their retirement. I'm going to get Social Security, but I think there's so much more to it. And yes, that's a true statement. Most people are going to get Social Security and they are going to, it's obviously during their retirement years. But I think there's so much to know and so much how it fits into your planning. I think that's where they're coming up short.
Yeah. And you know something, Mike, maybe it's just me. And I know that you find this interesting as well. But I think when you start to learn the backdrop of Social Security, then I find it kind of fascinating and kind of interesting. Maybe that's weird that I find Social Security, the history of it, fascinating and interesting. But I do like to tell people about it. And, the reality of the situation, Mike, is that Social Security is like 82, 83 years old now. It's been around a long, long time. And it was really helped originally, back in the day when it was first put into place, to help senior citizens escape poverty in their old age. And it's actually available to anyone who's, now who's reached retirement age and has paid into the system. And now that the baby boomers, a large, number of people who are listening to the program, are getting to their 60s, they need to start to take a fresh look at Social Security.
Yes. And, Doug, to be a little more precise, Social Security was started back in 1935, basically just to alleviate the poverty that was generated from the Great Depression of, I think it was 29, the Depression.
So think about that, right?
Yeah.
So 1935 is when this program that so many people depend on now started, and it really was to alleviate poverty in the elderly.
Yeah, and when you just think about it, the change, I guess from 1935 to now, back then it was for crisis use, the Depression was like something, obviously we weren't here, but, what you hear about it was something that was unreal. And now people are using it as, well, that's going to be my retirement, that's my retirement income, that's part of my retirement plan. So it has, transitioned through the years. But, with that being said, let's talk about it a little bit.
Well, Mike, to your point, if you don't mind, I just hop back for a second here and say that millions of Americans, Social Security is their primary source of retirement income. So it really is important when you start thinking about this and looking at this to make sure that you make the right decisions related to it. When am I going to start collecting my Social Security? Do I take my benefit? Do I take a spousal benefit? That's all stuff that we're going to talk about here this morning, but it really is of critical importance. So why don't we take a minute here, Mike, and why don't we just touch on, what are the basic benefits of Social Security?
Well, the first benefit, it's a predetermined amount of income, by the time, you come to the end of your working life, your working career, whatever you want to call it, the amount of Social Security income you will be entitled to is pretty well known. So you know what this number is. They give you the, on your birthday, Doug, the green pamphlet, and it tells you.
They don't give that to you anymore, bro.
Well, but I think as you get closer to a certain age, right, over 60 or something.
Yeah, I think they start sending it again then.
I think over 60, but anyway, you could basically say, let's just say you're 6 years old for the sake of argument. At 62, I'm entitled to this. 65, I'm entitled to that. 67, I'm entitled to this. So you know what you're working with. It's not a surprise. Like, I wake up when I'm 65 and I drive down to the Social Security office and they're going to say, surprise, you're getting $2,000 a month.
Right.
There is the known is there and there is planning that can be applied to it.
Yeah. And then, the next, big benefit of it, Mike, is it's a steady income stream. You and I speak about on the radio here all the time the importance of income. Income at the end of the day, as far as we're concerned, is the greatest cause as well as reliever of financial anxiety. Isn't it, you know, at the end of the day, if there's enough income coming through the door on a monthly basis, you probably don't have a lot of financial anxiety. But if there's not a lot coming through, you probably do. So one of the nice things about Social Security is that it's a steady income stream. You know that money is going to be put into your bank account every single month, month after month.
Yeah, it's certainly reliable, and that's what people need to do. And, you know, when you talk in terms of budgeting, okay, when I'm retired, I'm going to live off this. Well, the other unknown is not only knowing your expenses, but you need to know what your income is going to be, and you need to be able to rely on it. And Social Security certainly provides that, you know, on a monthly basis.
Yeah, and it's a lifetime income, Mike, right? And that's the other thing that people need to remember is once you start to get it, you get it. And the really cool thing that I like to talk about, you know, you've heard me speak about this a million times, is that the very first recipient of Social Security was a woman by the name of Ida Mae Fuller. And Ida Mae actually received checks until she was 100 years old. So the very first person to file for Social Security benefits lived to age 100. How do you like that?
She started the deficit back then.
She did, as a matter of fact, right?
Yeah. I mean, back then was the age 62, 65.
Life expectancy? Yeah, yeah. Not even, I don't even think, right?
She beat it by a good 30, 40 years, but okay. Yeah, but it's a lifetime income, you know, and that's another thing too, Doug. All too often we hear from people, you know, is Social Security going to be there when I retire? Are they going to take it away from me? You know, all those questions. Listen, it's a lifetime income. It's a steady income. It's a reliable income, and we're going to go with that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mike, it's also, you know, one of the things is they have a cost of living adjustment on Social Security. Now, I personally think the cost of a living adjustment calculation is a little archaic in that they adjust the cost of living each year based on the GDP of the country for the third quarter of the previous year. But nonetheless, it has a cost of living adjustment on it, and it can, you know, increase on a year-over-year basis. Now, it's not going to decrease. So if we go into a deflationary period, there would just be a zero cost of living increase. And then the other thing, Mike, the biggie, is that the survivor benefits. And so, you know, if you've got a husband and wife and one of them passes away, the larger of the two checks will continue. But there's also survivor benefits, which maybe we'll touch on a little bit later on the show, for family members. If you still have minor children when you pass away, there's benefits for them from Social Security as well. So there's a whole bunch of, you know, stuff. But that's really, Mike, isn't that kind of like the meat and potatoes understanding of the background of Social Security and kind of how it operates?
Yeah, those are definitely the broad strokes. And then from here, you have to take and say, how does it apply to me? Because believe it or not, although it's a, how would you say, Doug, a plan or whatever for everybody, and but it does apply to people differently.
You got to qualify for it too.
Yeah, and that's where now you have to figure out how do I kind of snap that piece into my puzzle and get the most of it for my retirement years.
Yeah, so in order to qualify, if you will, for Social Security for your own benefit, you have to have 40 quarters, working quarters. So that's 10 years of registered working quarters. Now, they needn't be consecutive. They just need to be during your lifetime prior to applying for Social Security. This is what will make you eligible for your Social Security benefits.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's, you know, Doug, when you say 40 quarters, it's 10 years. It's 10 years of, you know, full employment you're going to need along the way. And, you know, again, need not be consecutive. I know people worry a lot of times with, you know, women if they leave a job to have children and raise the family and they're out of work for 15, 20 years, you know, that's a concern. But so it doesn't need to be, you know, consecutive.
Yeah. And Mike, you know, I want to let people know is that, you know, we've got some great packets and information that we can send out to you, you know, regarding Social Security. So if you're, you know, if you're looking for additional information on that, I mean, we've got one right here that we can send out from Nationwide. We're going to talk a little bit further about this piece. It's called Social Security, the Choice of a Lifetime. If you would like for us to send you a copy of this, we'd be very happy to. You just need to pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. 3722 and just say, hey, send me out the information you have on Social Security. We'll drop it in the mail and, you know, give you a hard copy so you can actually get your hands on it. And there's more stuff to talk about Social Security. But what I want to do here, Mike, is we're going to just hop to a real quick break, right? And when we come back, we're going to go over, you know, when you should apply, when you shouldn't apply. Well, maybe not when you shouldn't apply, but, you know, when you can apply, I guess I should say, as well as a bunch of other information. And one of the other interesting pieces of information that we'll cover here, Mike, is what happens in the event of divorce. All right? So you got anything you want to add in the first segment here?
No, we're good.
All right, folks, we will be right back.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy to understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes a client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and I hope you're enjoying the show here. We're talking Social Security today, and we're trying to get into the nuts and bolts here a little bit to see if we can help give you a background and help you move along in the process of making the right decision on when to or when not to select your benefits. So, Mike, why don't we hop in and start talking a little bit now about when are people actually eligible to start to receive their Social Security benefits, provided that they have the 40 quarters in the books.
Sure. Well, you know, you're eligible at age 62.
Okay.
So you could start, filing to get a benefit at age 62, but really it's a I don't want to call it a scale, but a moving age. It's anywhere between 62 and age 70, really, kind of is the gap.
Now, if you go at age 62, what people need to understand is that you're going to get a reduced benefit. And it all depends on your date of birth and when you're eligible to receive your full retirement benefit and you know that. But the amount that you're going to be receiving could be as low as 70% to 75% of what your full monthly amount is.
Correct. And, Doug, that's, again, starting out at the earliest age that you can receive benefit would be age 62. And then you kind of move on up and between age 66 and age 67, depending on when you were born, is what they call full retirement age. And that's the area, the time of when you would receive your full benefit. It's, what it's calculated out to be. You're not taking it earlier. You didn't take it at 62, 63, 64. You waited till you were full retirement age to receive your full benefit.
Right. And if you go on beyond that, Mike, they'll actually pay you some more money. So they'll kind of entice you, if you will, to delay up until age 70. Now, we're seeing a lot of people these days elect to delay their Social Security because I guess they've got, we're seeing it. They've got longevity in their family. They've got a, family history of living long. So they're thinking, in a long-term way of saying, well, let me wait till I'm a little older and I can get more money out of the Social Security for my monthly payment. And that's, for a lot of people, the right decision to make. I don't know if it's for everybody, but for a lot of people it is, Mike, right?
Yes. And, some of the considerations, I guess, here we go. The conversation, the hot topic starts, if you will. Well, when do I take my Social Security? And, there's a natural reaction for some people to say, I'm entitled to receive a dollar at age 62 and I'm going to take it as quick as possible. That's my money. I want it. And that's the end of the story. And that's not the way to go about it, right? There's other things. There's other better considerations than just saying, I want my money as soon as possible. And one of them is what is your spouse's benefits? Okay. And say myself, what would I collect? And what is my wife entitled to collect? And when would she be collecting? And if something was to happen to either one of us, what's the other spouse or surviving spouse going to walk away with as far as Social Security benefits? That's a big part of the calculation that you need to look at.
Mike, we've seen a lot of mistakes made by people over the years when it comes to Social Security selecting when they should take their money. And it's unfortunate that we've seen some families where the selection process of give me my money as quick as I can has turned around to come out and be a bad decision for them because one of the two people have passed away and now the surviving spouse is stuck with the lower amount of money when, they may need it more. So you really have to think this through and do the proper planning. Now what's really cool, Mike, is that we have access to a lot of calculators and this nationwide program that we have, packet, I guess I should say, to send out to people really provides us with a great program to run individualized Social Security analysis for people about when to select, when to consider it, what's the impact if you're married on, selecting at different ages versus the spouse. So it really is a very nice opportunity that people have if they call in and request a complimentary copy of this piece that we have here and fill out the questionnaire in the back and send it back to us. And we'll send them out, each one of them, an individualized personal custom report showing them the ins and outs of the different times that they should or could collect Social Security.
Yeah, and I think this piece really, really does a nice job of kind of taking you from square one, if you will, and walking you through and getting you on the path of saying, how do I need to think about this? What's the approach should I take? What are some of the variables? And I think this piece does a nice job of getting you kind of taking that first step forward and hopefully getting you to the proper decision where you should end.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. And, you know, that's something to take into consideration. There's a couple of other, I don't know, I wouldn't call them features of Social Security or what have you, that I want to take some time and talk about here, Mike. And one of the things is that we've helped quite a few people over the course of our working careers here with Social Security in a divorce situation. A lot of people don't realize that if you were married for 10 years or more, you are eligible to claim on your former spouse's Social Security benefit. And we've had, on more than one occasion, introduced this concept to people, and they went in and explored it and realized that they could, in fact, increase their monthly income by going on and claiming on that.
Yeah, that's a great point, Doug, and that has happened numerous times. And, you know, unfortunately, divorces don't always end up on, you know, the best of terms or the friendliest of terms, if you will. And, you know, so you're not really aware of this. But, yeah, it does state that if you were married at least 10 years, you're entitled to, you know, your ex-spouse's benefit.
And one of the things that, well, several things that are important for people to understand is you don't need their permission. You don't need them to sign off on anything. It doesn't have a negative impact on their receiving, although I know that there's some people out there that are probably right now saying, oh, I wish it did have a negative impact. But it has no negative impact on that. You're just going to have to be able to prove the term of your marriage and know your spouse's or former spouse's Social Security number. And then you can move forwards and check out, claiming it. And then, Mike, there's another provision that people aren't aware of is that if you're a widow, sometimes you're eligible to collect at age 60 as opposed to age 62.
Yes, there's the, you know, a spousal benefit there for if you've been widowed. So that is also another one that I've spoken to people over time and I said, I didn't know that. You know, I didn't know that age 60 you're eligible. So again, Doug, so many things on Social Security has variables to the particular person or, in a case of who's divorced, who was widowed, age difference between spouses, so many different things that you need to know. You know, I know we're here on the show today talking about this and trying to get you thinking and giving you some tidbits about it. But truth be told, the half hour or so that we're going to cover on this, I don't think we're giving it much justice.
Yeah, right. And what we're doing is we're just taking a 10,000-foot approach here to it, but we're also providing you with the opportunity to call in for us to send you out this, you know, great piece here and information on it so that you can look at it in more depth. And in addition to that, you have the opportunity, you know, to fill out the questionnaire and send it back to us, and we can get you a customized report on this with no cost or any obligation to you, because I'm sure a lot of people understand that Social Security is complex and confusing, and we could never cover all the ins and outs that would apply to everybody on one, you know, radio show here. But there is a couple of things that people need to know, Mike, and that is if you're listening to the show right now and you don't know what your Social Security benefits are going to be, well, you can very easily just go to the website socialsecurity.gov, and you can go in there and you can log in to your own account, and you can get your specific numbers right then and there when you log in. So you're going to need, you know, you have to put your Social Security number and stuff like that in. So you can go to ssa.gov or socialsecurity.gov, whichever one you want to, you know, type in there, and get your own personalized report out there, like those white and green copies you said referred to earlier that we all used to receive in the mail. So I think that that's very valuable, and people need to do that.
Yeah, and, you know, Doug, I also like to say is our experiences speaking to people that have even went to the Social Security office and set up an appointment to find out their numbers, to get ready, and all that type of stuff. Social Security's always been very, very helpful. You know, for the most part,
they can advise you.
Right. That's where I was going with it, Doug. You're right. I mean, they're not going to tell you, oh, take it at 64 or take it at 66 or wait till you're 70. That's not happening. They'll give you your information. They're pleasant about it, right? I know a lot of times people yes. hear government agency and you kind of say, you know, dealing with the old, you know, bureaucracy, the big government. But no, they're helpful. And, you know, Doug, what you're saying, even going online, that's very helpful. We've had positive feedback, but that's what you expect. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah, it really, really is. So, folks, if you'd like to have us send this out to you and learn a little bit more, and the nice thing about this piece, just so you know, it's easy to read and easy to understand. This isn't complicated. It's not sophisticated. It's broken down for the everyday person, a lay person, to get their arms around it and understand everything that they're talking about. So pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone, give a call, say, guys, I'd like to have a copy of this Social Security piece. We'd be happy to send it out to you. And, you know, our compliments, no cost, no obligation. So we can educate and motivate so you do not procrastinate with your money.
Yeah, Doug. And also, too, I'd like to point out, too, is when you receive the piece or even you don't receive the piece, you're always welcome to give us a call here at the office if you want to chat about Social Security or you need something to that effect. Because we get it. There's quite a decision to be made. It's, you know, it's the choice of a lifetime. It truly is, right? I mean, it's you do it once, you only get one shot at it. If you botch it, nothing we can do about it. So it is a big moment in everybody's life, and you should really have the understanding and get the max out of it for yourself or for yourself and your spouse. And that's why we're offering up what we're doing today.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we're going to hop to a break. We will be right back.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. And, you know, we put this program on the air every week to talk to you about money and try to educate and motivate so you don't procrastinate when it comes to making your financial decisions. Because, Michael, we believe that procrastination is the worst issue of them all, don't we?
Sure. You know, a lot of bad things that happen in your financial world, your financial future, are from procrastination or lack of making a decision. Okay, so sometimes no decision's worse than making a decision.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
And, you know, so, you know, procrastination, people procrastinate. Why, you know, why do people procrastinate, right? I guess that's, and we all procrastinate at different things. We're talking to you today about your money, your finances, financial decisions. A lot of times we find most people procrastinate because the kind of the fear of the unknown.
Sure.
You don't wake up and say, I want to go tackle that today. Most of us are just not that adventurous.
You know, for years we've referred to these people as the financial ostrich, if you will. You know, an ostrich takes his head and he buries it in the sand and he feels as though if he can't see you, you can't see him, and, you know, no problems and anything that comes along with it. Well, the financial ostrich is kind of the same. And we know who you are out there. We've been, you know, speaking to you and meeting with you and helping you for decades now. And you just kind of take your head and you bury it in a proverbial financial sand and pretend that the whole world around you is not going on. And that doesn't mean, Mike, that it's only people who find themselves with financial troubles, if you will, that do this. It's just it happens because of a lack of understanding of the uses of money and how to analyze financial information, if you ask me.
Sure. And, you know, again, a little bit of the unknown, right? Money can be very complex. Finances can be very complex. And people just say, well, if I don't do it, if I don't look at it, it's not going to look at me and get me. But here's the problem, though, Doug. So many things in your financial future, your financial house, by procrastinating and choosing to do the proverbial nothing, it is costing you day by day. And some of the areas I see it in is Social Security, right?
Right.
You know, just, well, I'm not going to, you know, let it go. Retirement planning, generating retirement income, right? The failure to plan for retirement and do things. Yeah, it doesn't hurt you today. I'm make believe. Say I'm 48 years old. I'm 52 years old. Oh, I'm not retiring for another 20 years. I'm good. That's not a problem. Well, by just procrastinating and not addressing it and not have a plan in place, guess what? Now you're 62, you're 65, it comes back. It comes back to bite you. We see that with estate planning, right? People fail to have properly drafted wills. People have wrong beneficiaries, taxation problems. You die once, right? So when you think about it, you didn't die, right? But when the day comes, because of your lack of doing something or procrastinating, havoc takes place. So that's just like three areas I could think of off the top of my head. By procrastinating, you could be doing serious damage to your financial future, and you don't even know it.
You know, Mike, there's also a large group of financial ostriches out there who have plenty of money. All right? They have plenty of money. And the chances of something going awry with them are not as great as somebody who doesn't have as much money, right? Let's just, you know, people who, you know, rich people have more money than poor people, right? That's, you know, it's the old saying. So, but where I'm going at with this is that even though that's your case, you shouldn't ignore it, because you spent a lifetime of accumulating this money, or somebody spent a lifetime of accumulating money, and to just ignore it is not really the best thing to do. It's like, you look at some people, Mike, and they're thin and they're healthy looking, you know, as they're aging, and they don't have to, you know, they're like one of these people who you say, oh, you're so lucky. You could eat whatever you want. You never put on a pound or anything of that nature. And that person may not go to the doctor on a regular basis. There could be something internally going wrong, but externally they look good, you know, and a whole nine yards. Well, the same thing holds true with your dollars. And I think that if there's something wrong, or there's a potential of something to go wrong, you're better off knowing sooner rather than later.
Oh, sure. I mean, anytime, you know, I think that applies to anything in life. The quicker you know about a problem, it can only to get it solved or to fix it or do what you need to do, come up with a remedy. It's definitely got to be better. And, you know, Doug, another thing you're talking about the wealthy person that has plenty of money and everything's going fine in the world, but the mistakes they make, and I always talk about like bank money, because, like, you know, you may have $100,000, $200,000 in a bank, and of course it doesn't go down in value. So you're thinking, oh, I got plenty of money. I don't need the interest from that bank. But sometimes, Doug, it's as simple as moving it from one account to the other account, or from one bank to another bank, and getting a substantially higher interest rate. And people just don't do it because they procrastinate. Yeah, I know the rate's terrible. I really should do something about that money. And they don't. Well, they're costing themselves money that they don't even know about.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's procrastination, Doug, across the board when it comes to your financial future.
You know, Mike, it's amazing to me that when we do have the opportunity and people do allow us to sit down with them and show them different strategies and techniques and different financial instruments to use, it's not uncommon for us to get a response like, oh my goodness, I didn't know that I could do that. You know, there may be other things that are out there for you to consider or use for your future. And you just got to know, and the only way to know is to sit and meet and find out, because chances are you don't have the time to do this homework and research yourself.
Yeah, and again, right? Why do people procrastinate? Because it's the unknown. They don't think about it. They don't want to go tackle it. They may not even know about it. Okay, so, you know, we're accusing everybody of procrastinating, but you may not even know about things that are potentially. So a little bit to this lack of education, right? I mean, I don't know how to fix a car, you know, so I mean, you know, so people don't know everything about money. It's just how it goes. You know what you know, and that's how life goes.
Yeah, and so what we need to do, Mike, is provide an avenue for these folks to, you know, correct that situation or take some action so that they're not, you know, the financial ostrich, or they don't continue to procrastinate with their funds. And, you know, probably the best way that we can do it, Bud, is to just continue to offer out a complimentary consultation with no obligation to our listeners out there, no cost whatsoever. And it could be a phone consultation or an in-person consultation. But I think it's also important for people to know that we have offices and meeting facilities very close to, you know, everybody who can hear this show. And we also are old school guys where we make house calls, you know, like the old school doctor. You make a house call. Let us come to the house and sit with you and go through our process. And I think it's also beneficial, Mike, if we take a minute to let people know kind of a little bit about what the process is and why it's not painful for them to sit and go through it with us.
Sure. And so, you know, let's start, right? You want to get together. We get together. Say you come to one of our facilities. Great. You're going to come in for the first meeting, and it's going to last 45 minutes to an hour
usually,
you know, and depending on your situation, and you're going to come in, you're going to kind of bring what's going on in your financial life. We're going to get to know a lot more about you, and we're going to talk about, most importantly, besides getting to know you, what are your goals and your, you know, objectives? What are you trying to accomplish? Where are you at now in your financial world? And, you know, what are you looking to do going forward?
Yeah, that's the most important part. We need to know what your aspirations are. What is it that you're looking to do? And then once we do that, then we can say, all right, let's take a look at what you have right now. Let's take a look at, you know, where your money's positioned. Let's see how much money you're saving on a monthly basis. Let's see if you're wasting money on a monthly basis too, right? We'll take a look at that. And, you know, once we gather this information from you, we send you on your way. And then Mike and I will sit down in the office together. And if we have to coordinate with other professionals, you know, that we have access to, we will. And we'll design strategies for you specific to your goals and needs. It's not, you know, just an overblown, you know, this one size fits all. What we sit down is we actually, you know, design personalized strategies just for you to accomplish whatever you said you were aspiring to, whatever you want to do with, you know, with your funds.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, so that's what we do. You know, we sit down, we put together, we coordinate a plan that applies to your specific goals and objectives. Okay. So it's not, you know, cookie cutter. What works in my life, what works in Doug's life is going to work. And we get it. Everybody's different. Everybody has different parts to kind of piece together here, to put together, to make a good plan for yourself.
And then once we do that, we'll come back and meet with you again and show you the strategies we put together. So we'll say, all right, listen, Mr. or Mrs. Financial Ostrich or Procrastinator, whatever you are, here is, you know, some strategies that we think will help you accomplish what it is that you're looking to accomplish. And we'll go over each strategy with you and say, what do you think? You like it, you like it. You don't like it, you don't like it. You don't like it, we go back to the drawing board and we try, you know, something else. But what we show you is what we feel as though is our best recommendation for you to accomplish whatever goal and objective you told us about. And then, you know, we'll go over the pros and the cons and everything with you. And then if you say, okay, we've got an implementation, you know, process that we put in place, and we implement it for you. You don't even have to implement it yourself.
Yeah, that's a big concern for people. You know, okay, I like it. I like the plan. I want to do this. But please don't leave it to me. Do I have to do all this paperwork? Do I have to? How do I implement this? How do I do what I need to do? No, we do all that for you. I mean, we get it. You know, it's like saying, you know, here are the tools. Go do it. I mean, we do that. We're going to implement it for you, which is really a critical and a very important part to everybody.
Well, really, it is. I mean, because, you know, we could go through all the other parts and we could agree that this strategy is good for you, that strategy is good for you, and if nobody turns around and implements it, well, then everything else was just an exercise in futility. It was a waste of time. So we have the resources. We'll get all the paperwork together and, you know, have you autograph them and, you know, fill them out with you. And then we'll say, okay, here we go. And we'll take those forms and we'll implement the plan for you. And then what also is important, Mike, is that strategy that we put in place, they need to be periodically reviewed to make sure they're keeping up to speed with what we want them to do.
Sure. And, you know, that's the ongoing, you know, what the plan is, you know, how's the plan progressing? How's it meeting your needs, your objectives, your goals? Not just that. Sometimes along the way, people's objectives and goals change. We get it. Things happen, right? You could be, you know, working in the middle of a career and said, oh, I've been with this company 25 years and I sit down with Doug and Mike and this is what it looks like for the next 5 or 8 or 10 years. And then all of a sudden, 2 years into the plan, you lose your job.
Right.
Okay. You know, we get it. Things need to change. Things need to be monitored. Things need to progress. And that's super important.
And Mike, also the laws that govern the economy are going to change, right?
Sure.
So we have to make sure that, you know, if we've got a strategy in place for you and all of a sudden a law that governs the economy has an impact, negative or positive, on what we've been doing, well, we need to make sure that you're aware of it and we address it and take it and move it forwards in that, you know, in that fashion. So, folks, if you'd like to, you know, maybe stop being a financial ostrich or at least have the opportunity to have this all looked at for you, we're very happy to do it for you. You just got to pick up the phone, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Say, hey, look, we'd like to have a complimentary consultation. We've got offices in Clark, in Manasquan, in Martinsville, in Parsippany, in Manhattan. We've got meeting facilities in Toms River. And we're also, you know, like we said, old school guys will come to your home. So any of those, I think any of those options has to fit everybody's, it has to fit for everybody listening to the show, Mike. I can't imagine an option that doesn't.
Yeah, I think we got it all covered.
Right. All right, let's hop to a break. And folks, take advantage of that opportunity. We will be right back.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Hey, Pete, what's going on? You look worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I don't know what to do about my business when I'm not here anymore. As you know, my son Mark is running the place now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a great job. So what's the problem?
Well, my daughter is doing a terrific job, too, raising her children. A much harder job. But she doesn't do anything with the business, so Mark really deserves to get the business. But if I do that when I die, they won't receive an equal inheritance.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that is an issue. But, you know, I hear that Doug and Mike over at Wealth Management Group help business owners with such issues. I understand that they have a team of people who understand the issues that people who own their own businesses face, just like this one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard them speak about this exact issue on the radio. Let me give you their number, 732-340-1410. Write it down, 732-340-1410.
732-340-1410. Okay, I got it. 732-340-1410. I'm going to call them right now. Thanks. 732-340-1410.
Thank you for calling Wealth Management Group. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to set up an appointment.
Wealth Management Group is designed to help you with any financial issue you face. With offices in many locations and their house call option, it makes them very easy to work with. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Once again, 732-340-1410. Call now.
All right, folks, welcome back. And Mike, what do you think, man? How's the show going so far?
Pretty good. I think we're talking about some things to get people to certainly think about their situation, take the first step. But I got to tell you, I think it's Doug. I think every week is a lot like that, in my opinion. You know, we're not guys that come out here and tell you to, you know, buy this stock or buy this product or invest your money in this or invest your money in that, because that's secure all. You've never heard that in the show's, you know, history. But we try to get you to think. We try to motivate you. And we try, most importantly, we try to educate you.
Yeah. You know, folks, we did start this show in the mid-1990s as an avenue to come out and educate people about the financial world and educate people about, you know, financial strategies. And the show's evolved, you know, over the years. And you know, as you know, the economic times have evolved over the years. And you know, back in the day, this was a call-in show, Mike. People could call in live and ask questions. And you know, unfortunately, in this, you know, very compliant world that we live in now, you know, that's not, you know, you're not allowed to do that anymore. So but that was a lot of fun back in the day when you know, people used to call in a show. And man, we used to get some great questions, you remember?
Sure.
And in flocks. Yeah. Right. Sometimes we would come onto the air and we'd have a whole show mapped out and people would just start calling in from the beginning of the show. And one of the cool things that I have to say as I look back, Mike, over time and, you know, back in the 90s when, you know, when we came out with the show, is that I think it's very rare that anybody ever asked us a financial product question on the air.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, that was always reinforcement that we've been talking about the right stuff.
Sure, sure. And, you know, because everybody's situation's different. It's that simple. You can't say, oh, go do this. I mean, you know, maybe great for me, but may blow up three other people along the way. That it just doesn't work that way. And I still get amazed. We're human, right? We watch TV. We watch financial shows and stuff like that. And sometimes you hear people just make these blanket statements like, oh, you should never do this, or you absolutely have to do this. And I say, boy, that is wrong in just so many ways.
Yep.
You know, and it's just like, it drives me nuts when I hear it. But I think it's because, like you said, 20-something years, you know, it's drilled into us, it's drilled into the listeners. We don't do that, and we don't believe in that.
Yeah, we definitely don't, you know, that's for sure. And, you know, so when we opened up the show today, we did something a little bit different than we usually do. We spent a good, you know, about a half an hour just talking about Social Security. And usually our segments of the show are, you know, around 13 to 15 minutes long, and we'll change the topics. But we really felt as though we should spend some time on Social Security because, A, we used to spend a lot more time on it than we do now. And B, it's just a confusing topic for a lot of people. So we had to provide an avenue for you and, you know, some basic understanding and education.
And we also know, Doug, it affects most people.
Yeah.
And we also get most people like to hear about it. They like to hear information about Social Security. When we talk about topics, Social Security, if you said to me, Mike, which one? I'd say, I think Social Security is one of the topics people love to hear and learn about.
Well, to your point, it's because it really does touch almost everybody.
Yeah. And you know, because it touches most everybody, they want to hear, they want to know about it. They hear different things. They talk to colleagues at work. They talk to brothers and sisters. They've seen parents go through it and they want to know, how does it apply to me?
Yeah. And, you know, we offered out the opportunity for you to call in for that piece. And, you know, the number again to do that's 855-262-3722. And then we went on and we spoke about You know, the financial ostrich. Now, also back in the day, Mike, we used to do entire shows based on the financial ostrich, and the phone would ring off the hook back then as well about, you know, people calling in with questions. And we don't mean financial ostrich in a negative or derogatory way. I think it's just a cute way for us to basically say, you know, let's get your head out of the sand, even if it's just for a little while, and, you know, pay attention.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, Doug, it's like we're kind of calling you a procrastinator in a nice way.
I guess if we turn around and we say you're a financial ostrich, it's a little softer than saying, hey, wake up and pay attention to this stuff.
The bird's a lot cuter than saying you're a procrastinator.
And ostriches are not very cute birds, man. But they can run, I'll tell you that much. Yeah. So, and, you know, maybe that's another thing, too. The financial ostrich can just run, you know, away from the issues. And, we want to do what we can do to get you to pay attention, you know, to it. And Mike and I are always available to talk to you if you'd like to call the office. That's fine. We've got I think it's a very good website, wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. You can always go out and take a look at that. And, you know, there's calculators on there. There's newsletters. There's all kinds of, you know, good information for you out there. But still, Mike, at the end of the day, nothing's better than the one-on-one conversation or the one-on-one meeting specific to you rather than generic information that might be out there, you know, on our website.
Sure, of course, Doug, because, you know, again, even the show, we're talking in broad strokes, telling you about things, getting you to think, but at the end of the day, how does it boil down to you? How does that apply to me? How does Social Security apply to me? And that's what we're doing.
Yep. So again, folks, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso. We are the co-founders of Wealth Management Group, a full-service financial organization designed to helping you accomplish your goals and objectives, whatever they may be to you. And, you know, we want to see if we can help you out. So if you would like to have a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation, we're happy to do it for you. 855-262-3722 is the number. Again, that's 855-262-3722. Give a buzz and just let us know you'd like to get together. Or if you would like to have any of the pieces that we spoke about today on the show sent out to you, or any of the pieces that we've spoken about on previous shows, you are welcome to call and request that.
Sounds good to me, Doug. And, you know, if anybody that does take advantage of it, I look forward to meeting them and sitting down and seeing what we can do for you.
Absolutely. So that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope we brought you some great value. We'll be back again next week. Until then, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different, but one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
Oh. The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.